For America, eagles are the symbol of freedom, courage, and strength. For Native Americans, eagles are a crucial element in religious ceremonies. For half a century, the federal government has struggled to protect eagles while fulfilling the Native American religious demand for eagle carcasses and feathers. Now the Zuni tribe of New Mexico has opened its own aviary, the nation's first tribally owned and operated eagle sanctuary. The goal is to supply feathers to tribal members and revive the ancient practice of eagle husbandry. Daniel Cracker reports.
I'm standing inside a huge birdcage, as long as a football field and two stories high. The walls and roof are wooden slats, allowing the high desert breeze to blow through. Across from me, perched comfortably on astroturf roosts, are 11 eagles. They stare at me with cold eyes and squawk at my intrusion.
The majority of the ones on the lower perches are juvenile bald eagles. Pretty much all of the ones that are on the high perches are goldens.
Nelson Luna is a wildlife technician for the Zuni Fish and Wildlife Service, which oversees the new aviary and cares for its 21 eagles. Though his voice is understated, Luna's affection for his charges is clear as he talks about his job. He leads me past a small pen of golden eagles off the main cage or flyway.
He's microphone shy.
They quiet as we pass, and we enter another room.
In this second enclosure, we've got all of the mature bald eagles. I think this big female was from Tulsa, and it got hit by a vehicle eating roadkill in winter 2 years ago. But yeah, in order for them to be saved, they had their wings amputated. And thus, they're deemed non-releasable, and that's the primary reason why they're in this facility.
If these birds could fly, federal law would require they be freed. But since they're injured, the law says they can go to zoos, educational centers, or somewhere like here, where eagles are considered sacred. Like many Indian people, Zuni religious leader Francis Leakey Jr. is reluctant to talk about their ancient ceremonies. But in talking to him, it's clear there is a huge religious demand for eagle feathers.
There's two different times that we have to make prayer feather offerings. It's in the winter and in the summer, and most of the tribal members do that. And the other type of religious doings is through our cultural, through our religious dance purposes and all those night dances. We use a lot of prayer feathers. We use a lot of eagle feathers then. And there are some medicine and some other societies that use a lot of eagle feathers too.
And that's just on the Zuni Reservation. There are more than 500 federally recognized tribes, and most use eagle feathers in ceremonies. The Zuni gather molted feathers here every day, but that doesn't come close to meeting even the local demand. Until the Zuni built their aviary, the only place Native Americans could legally get feathers was from a place called the National Eagle Repository in Denver. Bernadette Atencio is a supervisor there.
We average about 1,000 eagles a year. Currently, we have over 5,000 Native Americans who are on a waiting list to receive eagle feathers. Right now, with 5,000 people on the waiting list, the waiting period for a whole bird is 3.5 years.
Whole birds are prized for their full sets of tail and wing feathers, but loose feathers, like the Zuni aviary provides, are also in demand. The U.S. government thinks more tribally run aviaries could help reduce the waiting time for feathers. And John Antonio, who works with the Fish and Wildlife Service as a tribal liaison, says it would be no trouble finding eagles to fill those sanctuaries.
There's quite a few birds. I was surprised to find out, talking to the different rehabbers, there's a lot of birds that they get all the time, injured birds. A lot of times they'll call and say, hey, you have any other aviaries ready to go, because we can certainly help supply some birds. So they're excited because they now have an option rather than euthanize these eagles. They can provide them to the tribes.
The afternoon has turned warm on Zuni. A few golden eagles take flight to cool themselves and stretch their wings. Eagles will soon also be flapping on Oklahoma's Cherokee Reservation, where construction is set to begin on the country's second tribally operated eagle sanctuary. The Cherokees have asked the Zuni tribe to borrow their design. But for the Zuni, the aviary is more than just a source of eagle feathers. It's a way of reconnecting with their ancient customs. Prior to federal laws protecting eagles, Zuni religious societies would rear their own eagles in village cages. It was a sacred practice. Edward Wamaituwa of the Zuni Fish and Wildlife Department says that the tribe can now reclaim that tradition, even if it does mean putting up with federal oversight.
It's a very uncomfortable feeling when you can't openly express our philosophies, our ideas, and our activities. But again, we're trying to be, I guess, accommodating to a certain extent. Personally, I would say that we're going to play the game, and that eventually it's going to be a win-win situation.
So far, the Zuni have played the game well. John Antonio says they have gone above and beyond what's required in caring for a threatened species. They have plans to expand the main aviary and have two mini aviaries under construction. The new, smaller facilities are being built right in the communities. Religious societies will care for the birds, just as they did hundreds of years ago. For Living on Earth, I'm Daniel Crocker on the Zuni Reservation.
And you're listening to NPR's Living on Earth.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the World Media Foundation. Major contributors include the Ford Foundation for reporting on U.S. environment and development issues, and the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation for coverage of Western issues. Support also comes from NPR member stations and Bob Williams and Meg Caldwell, honoring NPR's coverage of environmental and natural resource issues, and in support of the NPR President's Council. And Paul and Marcia Ginsburg, in support of excellence in public radio.